Just do it live.
We'll cut that out in post. I am the 1, 2, 3 sore loser. Oh, thanks, boys. I appreciate it. Look, it's come to this.
Bring the heat.
Hey, look. They left me high and dry. Lunchbox leaves. He's on a 4-week paternity leave. Ray, apparently, his boys are still in town. He's got to go back to a bachelor party, so he can't do the podcast. So that just leaves me, Eddie, the one who knows the least about sports. But I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's, don't know the what's, but I'm not doing this by myself. I mean, the Chiefs got a dub, so I'm bringing in Brother Pitts.
Hey, glad to be here, y'all.
Let's go,
Brother
bub.
Pitts, and filling in for, I'll take Ray's spot today. And I'm an avid Chiefs fan. Home games, you'll find me at Arrowhead Stadium in Section 327, Row 28.
Right.
Can't
behind Goldie.
See what I'm looking at because Goldie sits in front of me. So I'm going to try to offer as much sports knowledge as I can today. Hand it over to my man, Kevin.
All right. All the ladies have been asking, so we shall give the ladies. Here he is, K-Dog.
Welcome. Thanks for having me, guys, today. You know, I got Lunchbox. I guess I'll take Lunchbox spot today.
Because you are
the
new
real sports genius,
right? Yeah.
We're going to go to you for the sports stuff. Yeah.
All right, perfect. Well,
he's the sports penis. You're the sports genius.
Right, 100%.
Perfect. That's what it is.
Sports more girth, but
all right,
bring it
well,
today.
They call me Kevin. I'm a big Boston sports guy. Took a tough one yesterday against those Cowboys. We'll get into that.
Boston.
But it's good to be here with you boys. Happy Monday.
Yeah, I think we should start there. I mean, there's nowhere else to start.
According to the commentators, I mean, you might as well wrap the season up, right? I mean, Dallas Cowboys have already won the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, you have to put him in that conversation. What are you talking about, Bub?
Oh, but wait, let me check. How many points? Because I know the Chiefs suck because of how many points they give up.
It didn't take
how many
very
points
long.
Did they give up? Let's see how many points those Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys gave up yesterday. Oh, to the rookie quarterback Mac Jones Patriots, 29 friggin' points. That's not going to win you a Super Bowl, according to the—
Before you start hating, I want to give credit to the Patriots.
I think the Cowboys are good.
Playing their ass off.
This should tell you how good the Patriots are. Not how bad the Cowboys played. I mean, the game plan was great.
Yep.
Patriots came in. I mean, we couldn't stop them for the whole game. We really couldn't stop the Patriots at all.
Yeah, and then if it wasn't for that pick six, who would have known what would happen at the end of that game, right?
With right.
Trayvon Diggs.
Let's be honest, though. The Cowboys would not have been in that situation if they would have counted that touchdown by Dak Prescott. The third down in the first half, look,
but
I understand.
Count the touchdown. He didn't score one.
He did. Half of his body was in the end zone. But they didn't see it.
He fumbled the friggin' football.
No, not that one. That was the fourth down one. I'm talking about the third down, the one before. We didn't even have to do the fumble.
Sorry, I take it back.
The third down rush.
They weren't going to overturn it, though, Eddie. They were never going to overturn it.
I agree with that.
But they were never going to.
They are America's team, but you're in Foxborough.
Yeah, they weren't ever going to overturn that.
I mean, we did have a lot of bad calls. So all I'm saying.
What about the face mask in overtime on who was it, Kendrick Bourne or no, Nelson Aguilar on the sideline?
That was payback for not giving us that. That's
okay, so
the
we're
six
even.
Points.
Payback. I was going to blow the whistle, but if you
can't say that refs at some point are like, all right, we totally screwed him last one. We should probably give him one here.
I do agree with you there. I think sometimes refs are like, okay, we got to give him one back here.
Yeah, I think so.
You missed that call, Mick. I agree with you, but you missed that one in the first quarter. I agree with you on the third. I do think he scored a touchdown, but I don't think they would have ruled it a touchdown.
There was no video evidence of actually seeing the ball, but when half his body is across the goal line, you got to assume that he scored that touchdown, right?
You can never assume. Evidence only, Eddie.
But it's the first call. I'm talking about the initial call. When you see something like that, I mean, it's obvious he went through. Half of his body went through, and to call that, if anything, call it a touchdown, and then let's go back and look at it.
I agree.
The other way around, you can't do anything about
this
it, and
brings
it sucks.
Me, I've got an interesting question for everybody here, and this is on the lines of that. Do the refs have too much to do with the football game? And I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, no, they have to be there. They are the football
game. I'm not asking
them
to come off the field. I'm just saying we have so many ways to get the football game right. And they always use the defense of, like,
get on the mic, bub.
Okay, sorry. They always use the defense of speed, right? I guess just, you know, trying to get through the game. You know,
sure.
That's why they don't always go. But as a fan, does it really bother you if it takes a few? I know you get upset, like, when they're under the hood forever on an obvious call.
I'd rather them get it right.
Yeah, and I think the players would, too. That was my question. I feel like they have too much involved. Of course, I don't want the refs off the field, but we've got cameras on zip wires. We've got this angle, that angle, Gene Statutor in New York, all this. Guys, Let's get it right.
Well, what I'm saying is like, no, you're right. You got 20 camera angles, right? We want to get it right, quote unquote, get it right. But if we really want to get it right, why don't we just put damn chips in the football? Like, if you put a chip in the football, it tells you exactly where it went, and it's a touchdown. I mean, I understand if the sports penis was here, he'd be like, it takes away the integrity of the game.
You got to have some type of human element in this game.
Then why have cameras if there's human element? Because, I mean, they want to say that the camera angle alone, K-Dog, is not even accurate. You don't even know. As a camera guy myself,
yeah.
You don't know if the camera's right on the line or if it's a little bit to the left.
I will agree. That's what kills me is when they have these camera angles that are from the side, but they're like 10 yards behind, so the angle is not directly
It may
down
look
the line,
like he's
right?
short.
Like,
you know?
I don't understand why we don't have
they
a camera.
They sell it to one fan base, but the other fan base is going, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. Like, why don't we have cameras on the chains, the first down markers, right? Just to be able to get that direct line, just like you do the pylon cams. Thanks, Bill Belichick, for that one, by the way. You should have, I agree, every angle that you can, but the chips and, you know, how far are we going to get with pulling the human element out? I don't know if I can.
I'm just saying, you want to get it right, like you said, Bub, get the damn game right. Yeah. There's a way to get it right.
I mean,
look at tennis. Look at tennis. I don't know what technology they use to have that little freaking
ball coming in at 400 miles an hour.
That fake, well, that's like a fake mark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what technology it is. I don't know if there's sensors on the floor or what, but it tells you exactly where that ball hit.
Or an equivalent to like the golf top tracer or something to that extent, which not even really sure how that works. I don't know if that's – I guess it's not chip related because they have their own golf balls. But because that wouldn't have to be a chip, so would they be able to parallel something like that?
Brother, I don't know how that thing works.
I don't know. All right. I don't want to
sound like a sore loser, but at that time, before knowing how this game was going to end, I would have been really pissed if we lost that game. I felt like we got robbed from that touchdown, which is fine. But I feel like we were like that with the Bucks. I mean, we shouldn't have been in that situation if our kicker wouldn't have missed three field goals. I get it. Hindsight, right? But I'm so glad how that game ended.
Yeah.
K-Dog?
Yeah.
It was a hell of a game.
I think you have to be, as a Patriot, nobody ever wants to lose a football game. But I think I haven't watched a lot of Patriots game, but Mac Jones looked great.
He's getting better.
He's been
each
looking
week.
Good.
Yeah,
each
but I mean, you're a rookie. Better. You're not expected to be great. You know what I'm saying? So anything you're getting at him as a fan base, I mean, you always gotta, you know, feel good about your team with Belichick. But man,
there's still a lot of chatter
in
New England
for having
that
a rookie quarterback.
McDaniels is holding him back still, like way too much. You know, at the end of the first half, I think they had like a minute and a half left, right, mm-hmm. with the ball, and all they did was run it a couple times and just go into the half. I think they're up 14-10 at the half. But people are saying he needs to expand that playbook even more with Mac Jones. And he gets better every single game, but we keep losing these close games. We played the Bucks tough, right? We played you guys tough yesterday. There's a couple other games this year. And the old Patriots, I feel like maybe it's a Tom Brady effect, would have won that type of game yesterday.
Do you think it is the players at this point? Like, obviously, Belichick has proven that he can coach the hell out of a team, and he can really make something out of nothing.
I think he coaches belief. I mean, those guys believe they can beat anybody on that football. I mean, you've got a rookie quarterback who should be rattled. I mean, if you don't get rattled with Tom Brady coming back to your house, which is his house, and he didn't get rattled in a primetime game, I think that set the precedent. I mean, I think we're watching a statue there. I mean, he's going to turn into something in Tampa Bay. I mean, I'm not Tampa Bay, in New England. I don't know that he's going to be another
Bub
Tom
crown
Brady.
His ass,
he's already building the statue
just,
for this guy. I like it. Keep going.
I don't think he's going.
Should it be
anywhere.
like Walt
there.
Disney,
I
mean, and Mickey statue, like where Walt Disney's walking Mickey?
Can we put Mac Jones on top of Tom Brady's
shoulders? No, I'm just saying, guys, you're walking into a crappy situation for a quarterback.
Yep.
That's
a tough one.
It's always going to be a tough spot, but I mean, that's creme de la creme for tough spots. And I think he's handling himself extremely well.
And I think Belichick knew that, right? When he drafted him, he's good friends with Saban, and he found out, hey, is this guy mentally tough? Because whoever we draft at quarterback, you got to be mentally one tough
son of a
bitch.
Just for the fan base alone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let alone the coaching and everything else. Because I mean, how many players have we seen that left the organization who say they didn't enjoy their time playing for New England, but they would do it again?
Yeah. But I did enjoy those Super Bowl ones.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, those were pretty nice.
There's lots of teams, you know, there's lots of players who play for organizations that had a blast, but they were watching the other guys play in the postseason as opposed to playing in it. You know, there's a reason winners win. It's not always fun. You know, just like, I don't know who that latest Patriot was that said I didn't have time.
It was Darrell Revis.
You know?
I was like, well, yeah, you're a Jet, dude.
Right. You're not used to winning.
You came here for 1 year, you won one Super Bowl.
Right. It's a shock to you. We get
okay. But yeah, I mean, they played hard. Patriots, they had every chance to win in the end. And that, what was it, 4th and 15 or something like that? At the end of the fourth quarter, that drive to go down, where Dak threw that that pass to who's number one?
Wilson.
Hell of a pass, hell of a catch. Keep that drive going. That's when I was like, uh-oh, this might not
scared.
Be going our way.
I was
down on how quick they threw that and how quick he caught that.
It was like fourth and
man.
Seven.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was fourth and long. It wasn't like
fourth
3 yards.
Fourth and seven, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, crap. Like yeah. I'm like, just do a quarterback. In those situations, I'm always like, Dak,
keep it
in
your hand.
Keep it.
Right.
He'll fight for it, and if we don't get it, oh, well. I mean, yeah. he gave it a good try, but – man, that pass was scary. It was high.
Yeah,
but he caught it.
And only one person can catch that, and that was a receiver.
Dude, it was. I mean, talk about exhausted after a game. Like, do you get like that, bub?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I was mentally exhausted. That when that game ended, I sat down on the couch, and my mom, who's a huge Cowboys fan, she's in town too. But we sat there, and we're just like, couldn't believe it. Like, I can't believe it. And we sat there for like 30 minutes just like exhausted.
But do you agree, like, those are the types of games where Patriots used to win and Cowboys probably would have lost that game 4 or 5 years ago?
Sure,
right?
Of course.
Right. And now, like, you're probably, as a Cowboy fan, gives you a lot of hope. Like, okay, we can win these tough, close games on the road where
yes.
you guys didn't. You had, what, 100, over 100 yards in penalties, a couple turnovers
on the road. Same two dudes with, you know, with these penalties.
Yeah. Like, you rewinded at the end where they talked about you being a Super Bowl champion team. Don't lie.
No. No, because I'm telling you, Bub, as a Cowboys fan, you want to say stuff like that, but you got to keep it internal because the second you start getting all vocal with it and rubbing it in people's faces, that's when it backfires and then they become the old Cowboys and you look like an idiot again.
So, in the NFC, if we're picking the Dallas Cowboys to be in the Super Bowl, where did Tom Brady go?
Just short. I mean, it's going to be Tampa and Cowboys in the, I mean, you look at it right now. I mean, you have Arizona as well, but you look at right now.
We don't want to discount the undefeated Arizona Cardinals that has a Pro Bowl offense.
Sure.
All right, they'll probably squeak in with a wild card. I see them losing.
I mean, they're just slaughtering teams.
I don't know why nobody believes in them, though. I don't even know if I believe in them. I'm just saying they don't.
That's true. I don't know if I believe in them either.
I
picked up that decent tight end out of Philly.
Who?
Zach Ertz.
Oh, yeah, they just got him, yeah.
Yeah, he does all right.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck stopping him.
Well, I don't know. I feel like Philly never didn't use him for the last few years.
I mean, should we give them what they want? Should we talk Chiefs football, or do you want to keep talking?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
What do you think about the Chargers?
As he kicks up his red shoes.
Are the Chargers a bust?
I mean, you're talking about the Chiefs that almost – I mean, the
no, we won't talk about the Chiefs. Okay. We had a tough time, but we did shut out the Washington football team in the second half. You think the Chargers are a bust?
Mm-hmm.
You think the Ravens are that good?
No.
Okay.
That was
put
another
34
one.
On the Chargers, so did Herbert just have a bad game?
Commentators are also crowning the Ravens.
Because, I mean, and Lunchbox already said that the Chargers were going to win the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. But he's a sports penis.
Right.
Yeah.
Love you, Box.
I will say, though, that was my lock of the week, and I was way off on that.
What was?
I had the Chargers +2.5.
You did. You did.
Was it 34-6?
34-6.
Is that a football game?
Herbert finally looked like he was a little human around there.
I mean, they call that at halftime in Pee Wee, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they got the running clock.
They're starting minivans and they're clearing the parking lot at halftime. But
hey, Bub, let's talk Chiefs.
Yeah, let's
do it. What did you see this weekend? I mean,
awesome weekend because it was on the local game. It was a local broadcast, so I got to watch it from mi casa.
Bub, put your foot down.
Sorry.
Dang it.
I have.
Thinks he's at home.
I know.
He's got fingers in the whiskey right now.
I believe because still the best offense in the National Football League, bar none.
Yeah.
The pieces of the puzzle are still not put together right, but I still believe in my team. Thankful to be back at .500. We just got to keep winning. I mean, you can't do anything about the games we lost. They're in the past. We still have a chance. You know, it helped us out a lot that the Chargers got a loss yesterday. Bills are still rolling.
Mahomes look better to you?
Yeah.
What'd you just whisper?
I just didn't know. Is this airing tonight?
It's today.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if this was airing tonight.
Come on.
So is it game day?
Sports penis is in here. He's the one that likes to pre-record.
I was saying if somehow, and I think Mike Vrabel, just like in
the
Belichick,
Titans
I don't know that they will. I know on paper they have no shot, but it's Monday Night Football. It's prime time. It's a home game, and Mike Vrabel somehow sometimes finds a way to win. You know, I think we might have a game in the fourth quarter, you know, but Bills look really good right now.
Yeah.
You know, so, and Allen looks really well, and that is a tough, tough man to bring down. You know, and when you're not bringing him down, he's throwing dimes. You know, so the Bills look real good. Bills Mafia has taken over. It's going to look like a home game for the Bills tonight, unless Tennessee comes out strong. So we'll just wait and see. But no, I mean, I'll be cheering for the Titans tonight. Definitely need a Bills loss.
It's tough.
We're in town next week.
It's tough for me on Sundays because I'm just going through from game to game to game. Red Zone channel ish. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't have it on Red Zone, but I do look at the score. I'm like, oh, okay, let me go to this game. This looks exciting. Oh, that one's boring. Let me go to another game. The Chiefs. So. Mahomes? You think he looks better?
I think you've got somebody still realizing that he has to throw three touchdowns on every drive just in order to keep up with a defense that's just struggling right now. And, you know, they're just out of position in a lot of places on defense, and Matthew's getting frustrated. He's, you know, trying to play positions and trying to get guys where they're supposed to be. We've got injuries, you know, not that everybody else isn't, but fortunately it's early in the season. It's not unlike the Chiefs to start slow and to have, you know, things be a little bit chaotic at the beginning and to finish in a different spot than they start, which I guess all teams do. You obviously want to have you want your team to be the strongest at the end as opposed to the beginning, if you can draw it up. So I think we're getting better. Our players are getting healthier. Mahomes, he'd be the first one to tell you it's always on him, you know, making just like in the post game, you may not have seen it, but at the end of the game yesterday when they interview him, just, you know, of course, thankful for the win, but got to step, you know, start being smarter and making dumb mistakes isn't going to help. You know, compounding is like, I had that dumb fumble and then I compounded it with throwing that interception. He's like, it starts with me. You know, fortunately they're in a spot where they can make mistakes. You can't do that crap in, you know, week 15, 16, you know, when you're coming down to the wire trying to make the playoffs. But when you've got an offense, I don't know how many turnovers. What have you got, 16, 18? I mean, what are we, 16, 17 turnovers already? I mean, we're averaging more turnovers than we're averaging crazy first downs. I mean, it's three yesterday, but when you're scoring 30 points a game and still having three and four turnovers, yeah, I don't want the turnovers, but you're in a good spot. We just got to get rid of the turnovers. We got to clean our defensive up, you know. So we're going to be somebody to be reckoned with. You know, we still got a chance at winning our division, you know. We're going to need some Bills help if we're going to take the AFC. You know, they're probably likely going to be the home field team. But we'll see. It's a long season.
Yeah, lucky for you, your AFC.
Not where we wanted to be right now.
I feel like it's wide open over there.
Yeah, in the AFC. Yeah, you got your top – you got the Chiefs, the Bills, of course.
Fortunately, we've got all the tough teams out of the way.
Chargers.
You know, we played the Bills. We played played the Ravens. You know, so we've got to handle our division. And you know, we'll see. So,
did you guys see Aaron Rodgers and his whole I own you?
I didn't see it, but Kev was telling me about it.
Yeah,
this morning.
Where he scored that touchdown.
Yeah, what do you think
play
about
the clip,
that?
Ray.
Ray's bachelor party. Hold on, let me see. Hold on, let me do it to the computer. Okay, let me see.
I think he's probably falling through a table right now.
This is how we do it when the audio guy's not here. Hold on, let me see.
Love it.
Wait.
It's coming.
Here we go. Replay it. You hear that? One more time. I still own you.
That's wrong.
He said, I still own you.
That's dirty. And he did the discount double check.
And the discount double check. I think like three times too.
What does that mean? Like, I still own you. Like,
I guess he's been owning NFC rivalry, man. The Bears don't.
I mean, the Bears have been sucking forever.
What did somebody said last night? He's like 25-5. I think, against the Bears,
because they've been terrible since he's been playing.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he owns them. Okay, so me, like, as a fan of neither of those teams, and Aaron Rodgers, I've always been on the fence about. I love it, but if I was a Bears fan, I would hate that
pissed?
Guy so much.
You toilet paper his house?
Probably.
But you know what I'm saying, though? Like, I understand a big rivalry. It's always been like, I'm from Texas. Ever since A&M went to the SEC. No, before A&M went to the SEC, probably in 1975, the Texas A&M rivalry was a thing in Texas. Big deal. They played on Thanksgiving. People loved the rivalry. But at some point, A&M was no longer a rival, and OU came in, and it was Texas OU. That became the rivalry. But people always wanted A&M Aggies were always just like, yeah, screw UT. We're going to call them TU and horns down. But then Texas is like, you're not even a rival anymore. And now they're in a different conference, which will change soon. But it's almost like that. Like, Rodgers, they've never even been a contender. Like, and it's not because
it's
of Rodgers they've
sucked.
It's hard
to be a rival if you don't compete.
Yeah, right. And it's not because of Rodgers the Bears have sucked. They've just sucked because they're terrible. It's not like he shut them down every single time because that's how good he is.
They had their shot, but they picked Trubisky.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, I agree. At what point is it a rival? But I think he's just.
I mean.
Aaron Rodgers is, he's as cocky as it can get. He may not act like it all the time, but he likes, you know, his little smirks.
You know he is.
You know he is, right? He may not, like, be so open about it, but in his mind, he knows he's good. He knows he's great, even though he's disappointed how many times.
Oh, I don't think it's
great
hidden. I don't think it's
okay,
any
right?
secret.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he tries to keep it a little secret. I don't think he's openly cocky.
Yeah.
Stuff like this comes out, and then you're like, I knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, that's him. He's like that.
But you know when I knew he was really cocky is in the offseason when he was talking about his GMs and, you know, putting them on under the bus. But I'm not surprised he did that. I think that's a very Aaron Rodgers-esque move to do. And I love it as a fan of neither team, like I said, just football.
Just watching
and just
it.
A competitor, and I love it. So, I don't know. But if I was a Bears fan, that's just pouring salt in the wound right there.
Oh, that's pouring a lot
pouring salt on the salt. Wound.
Oh, that's making a wound and pouring the salt.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think definitely for the Bears fans, they're like, all right, it's a rivalry. I mean, it's always been a quote-unquote rivalry, but for now, because of this, the Bears are now pissed.
I wonder how many Illinoisans have canceled those State Farm insurance policies this week.
Yeah, you think that affects him?
Yeah, is this Jake? Jake, I'm done with it. Nope, I don't give a shit about your khakis. I said I'm done.
Yeah.
What's your reason, the Bears?
Can you see somebody
the Bears?
Out? Hey, Aaron, we just wanted to touch base with you. We service people in Illinois, so we were wondering if you could kind of hold that down a little bit. You know,
anything
maybe
else?
Not that I own you.
Anything else that stood out football wise?
No. We touched Chiefs, so no. Can't think.
K Dog?
No. Go pass.
He's talking about this. All that's on his mind is game three.
Come on,
tonight.
I did. Before we go to that, though, I did see this guy, one of our listeners. He posted a parlay and he hit everything going into tonight, but he has tonight Titans money line. And I think if he doesn't cash out and the Titans win, I think he wins like $3,000 or something, or maybe $4,000.
No, really?
But if he cashes out, he can cash out for, I believe, 700 right now, and he only put in like $10.
So if he doesn't, okay, if he
something
doesn't
like that, maybe he put in $20, and if he cashes out right now, he can cash out before tonight's game for $700, okay. Or he can let it ride and try to
let
win like
ride,
$4,000.
Baby. Money, let it ride,
oh, let it ride. There's let not it ride. Of separation.
Can we talk about one thing real quick while we're still in football? Though?
Money line, yeah. Not to interrupt. Money line, because I'm
just
done.
To
money
win,
lane,
just
Titan,
to win,
just
to
up.
Win.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I should have pulled it up.
I've heard about Bills Mafia for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. It's really grown, right? I've heard about it. This is the first time I'm seeing it.
Did you see it?
In Nashville. It's unbelievable.
What did you see? Like, where'd you go?
Since Thursday. So I went out. Well, you know, we work downtown, basically. So you see them driving or when you're driving out. And then I came out Saturday for a bit. Everywhere. I mean, everywhere. Bills hats, shirts. And when they were decked out and everything since Friday. Every single day, just walking around Midtown. I didn't even hit Broadway. I don't even know what Broadway looked like this weekend. It was probably insane. But just Midtown alone, they were everywhere. And then I was out yesterday watching the Pats game with some friends. And ran into Ray, by the way.
Was he alone?
No surprise.
Ray ran into alone. He was alone in the alley.
He was at the back of a line trying to get to the front of a line.
He was trying to get a hot dog on the street. Somebody,
right? He was sleeping.
Yeah. But they're everywhere, man. So Bills Mafia, if you've never seen it, and if they're in your hometown, you got to just go out and just – you got to see them. They're everywhere.
But were they acting stupid?
Oh,
or
yeah,
they were
crazy.
Just...
Like yesterday, I was in a Patriots bar. So they got this Patriots bar called Live Oak in Midtown, right?
It's right here, right down the road.
Yeah, and I'm like, I want to go check this out. I haven't watched a game there yet. And I go in there.
Wait, hold on. Remind me, after you're done with the story, I want to know how you get in touch with these guys and like how you – what the Patriots community in Nashville is like.
Oh, that I just found on Yelp. Okay,
all right,
okay.
We'll get back
anyways,
to it.
Yeah, so I go watch this game, right? And they're all Patriots out. They got the banners in there, all the Super Bowl championship banners and this and that. And then there's some Cowboy fans in there for sure. But then it was just littered with Bills Mafia because they knew we were probably going to lose, right? And they're in there, and Cowboys scored their first touchdown. And they did whatever their chant is. I forget what it is, but they have a certain chant.
I didn't know they had a chant.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until yesterday. And they're in a Patriots bar doing this chant, and I'm just sitting there like, you mother wounds.
You about to throw your beer at them or what?
I'm like, you guys are lucky I'm driving and not drinking today.
Okay. All right.
Because Bills Mafia, we're going to go through some tables today. But yeah, they are alive. They are well. They're present. They're loving their team.
Did you
is
see
relevant.
Anybody jumping through tables?
I didn't see any
I
tables.
Still haven't
They'll
got
do
to
that
this.
Today.
What is that?
They'll do that today, probably
did they
on
come
Broadway.
Up with, does it mean anything, or is it literally just?
They
like,
definitely
what is it?
Came up with it.
Yeah,
but does it mean anything, or is it tied to anything? Like we do this because, or we did like it's.
It's probably like I think it was something that they did tailgating, and then social media runs with it, and it becomes a thing. I know, like Barstool made it really popular, so maybe that just they just ran with it.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not a Bills fan. I mean, people just jump in like concrete. You can get
hurt. Oh, if the Chiefs did that, for sure, you'd be jumping on tables.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Brother, I did see someone at the Chiefs game, though, yesterday. I mean, it was a road game. They're in Washington, and this dude was decked out. He had, like, Mardi Gras beads, the red and gold, and then he had, like, 5 layers of Chiefs gear. He might have had something. I don't know. The dude looked like he spent, like, $10,000 on this outfit. And I was like, dang, I thought Brother was the biggest Chief fan out there.
Oh, I am. He's probably a poser.
No. This guy.
You'll see a lot of them out there, bandwagon fan.
Do you know these people?
I bet you still had the tags on all his crap.
I took him back
after the game. Yeah, check them posers, bub.
You aren't a face painting guy, are you?
Huh?
You aren't a face painting guy, are you?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you.
No, I'm not a face. Those people. I'm not a super fan. I did see.
You
that
are
crowd,
a super but, fan. No, what are you talking
dude,
about?
You got red shoes on right now.
Oh, bub, I got Chiefs.
probably Chiefs underwear on.
I do
right?
have Chiefs underwear.
Let me see that.
Yes.
Bang.
Prove it.
Oh my gosh, he's taking his pants off. Brother, goddamn!
You guys, he has Chiefs underwear.
Oh my
right
god,
now.
Let me take a picture of that. Wait.
He's got the Chiefs drawers
hold on
right now.
Okay, I have two pictures to post. This, get closer, bub. Hey, pull it down, almost like the, you know that suntan girl? There you go. The little girl on the suntan bottle.
Eddie.
There you go. Okay, and then I need a picture of K-Dog. K-Dog, what up? There's K-Dog. All right.
If you make any money off that.
Of what?
That picture.
I'm just posting it, brother.
I'm just saying if you make any money.
I'm not trying. I'm not Ray. I'm not trying to make extra cash.
I don't sell it. I just said if you happen to.
All right. So baseball, dude. I just don't know. I just don't know what's going on over there. Like, I'm not watching it. I have no idea. Like, come Tuesday, Wednesday, nothing to do. I'll be watching it
tonight. Well, you'll be watching the
Monday Night Football.
Bub, the Sox. Yeah. How are you not cheering on our boys?
I am. No, I'm there for you.
Baseball, bub.
I'm there for you. I do like the Red Sox. I think Fenway is a magical place. I love Boston. Boston's one of my favorite cities in the world.
Right?
I've been to Boston dozens of times.
Fenway's my favorite place on earth, man.
Fenway, I did go see Zach Brown one time, and we got to go backstage, and one of the dressing rooms was the locker room for the Red Sox.
He's going
to
melt.
So I got to go in there.
This guy.
I've hung out with Wade Boggs. Dude, I'm a fan. Like, support the Red Sox.
All right.
Love the Red Sox.
All right. This is a nice change. My old studio back in L.A., they're all Dodgers fans. I hate the Red Sox.
No.
So I got the whole studio rooting for the Sox here. I love it. Raymundo's all about it. Pitts is all about it. Eddie, you too.
We're with you, dude.
I love it.
I'm always AL because of the Royals anyway, but I'm about cheering for the Sox for sure.
Anything helps.
And I'm excited. I always get excited for baseball anyway, October baseball. But when I got
there's nothing like October.
You're in the fight. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm cheering for you.
Nothing like October. The crack of that bat.
To text you when they do something big, I shoot you a text.
Yeah.
I wonder if players think the same way too, like, because it's cold now.
Yeah.
Like, it's starting to get really cold. Mm-hmm. And is it fun playing baseball in the cold? I don't know.
I think so.
Maybe for them. They're just postseason, so they're pumped.
Yeah. Their blood's flowing.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're probably not, just like me when I used to run. I do that, but my half marathon was always cold. We'd train for it in cold. And your body temperature is always 15 to 20 degrees warmer. So even on a run, it was like 35 or 40 degrees. Yeah, you're cold when you start running, but it actually makes for a pretty pleasant run. You know, if you're running, you get out there, it's 55, 60 degrees, or, you know, still chilly, you know, if you're just out there, but when you're doing activity. So, yeah, I think they love it, man. And plus, they got those beards down to their knees, man. They're not cold.
Right.
Postseason beard.
There's nothing like October baseball. But, anyways, how about.
The bet. Dude, I told you this morning I couldn't find it. I never placed the Kike Hernandez home run bet.
I say that a lot better than I do.
Kike Hernandez.
Nice. See, I'm like Kike Hernandez.
Nice.
That's very Caucasian of me.
It is.
I'll keep my Kansas country. That's what
it is. But I looked on my website, didn't find the bet. It's usually up to the first home run of the game. But then I saw you hit two home runs.
Two.
Not only the first home run where we could have totally banked on that.
Yeah.
He hit two, and I'm like, oh, crap. I mean, we laughed. We laughed when there was a bet that said, you know, he'd hit three home runs and the Red Sox would win.
Yeah.
Hey, he was one shy of it. Sox didn't win.
They were one run shy of it. It was close.
So, yeah, I didn't see that coming.
I saw one sore losers listener did hit it, though.
He did?
Yeah, a guy, I think his name's Mike, I want to say. He said he only put like $10 on it, but it was plus 400.
That's
so.
How you do it.
Yeah,
it's 40 bucks.
Yeah, so he's like, hey, appreciate it. But, yeah. Kike Hernandez, hottest hitter on the planet, hit another one in game two.
Mm-hmm.
They smoked him in game two, hit two grand slams, back-to-back innings, opened up the game. Astros fans were quiet from the get-go. You guys know, as fans, there's nothing sweeter than a home stadium that's just dead quiet because you're just kicking
their They just
ass.
Spent way more money than they can afford on a ticket.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And now they wish they weren't there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing better than that stadium. I mean, from the get-go, with J.D. Martinez hitting that first grand slam in the first inning, that stadium, they tried to get going in like the fifth inning. The Astros made a little run. It was cute, but it had nothing. They couldn't do anything, dude.
It's cute.
They couldn't do anything.
It's cute.
And now they go back to Fenway, tied one apiece. Fenway is going to be pumping, jamming, rocking. It's going to be insane.
Tonight, bet the farm?
Tonight, bet the farm, man.
Do you bet? You don't bet, right?
I don't bet my teams.
I mean the teams.
Yeah, I never bet my teams. I do some betting here and there.
Do you ever bet the team they're playing so you win-win? heard of people doing
I
that.
I feel like I've done that before at some point, I think.
What do you mean? You bet...
Like bet $20 on the other team, so you either get a free six pack of beer on the weekend or your team moves on.
I'd rather win the money. I'd rather at the end of the day. At the end of the day, you're just like, I mean, so what? We lost one. You know, we're not out. Especially if it's not an important game. Like if we would have lost, Cowboys would have lost yesterday. Yeah. Fine, I would have taken it like a man. We've been fine. We've been pissed for a little bit, but I feel it's better to be like, hey, I won $20. Like, it's all right. We'll win another one.
At your house, like, because of me, when my team loses, I'm the sore sport kind of guy. Like, TV kind of goes off. Or I choose to do something else because I don't want to show the highlights or something like that. I get burned.
We've talked about this, huh?
Yeah.
Off the
sports centers.
Pitts and I were like, yeah, if my team loses, I don't watch, like, sports for the next day.
I try to grow up and be a man about it, but I just can't. I don't want to watch your team. My team lost.
So I have all these different ways to make myself feel better. It's just like, you know what? I didn't play. Oh, well. Like, you know what? It wasn't my fault.
It never works, man. It changes what I want to eat for dinner. It changes my whole mood and aspects. It's like, yeah. I just didn't like, you should not care this much about it, Andrew. It's a stupid game, but I do.
It is, but we put so much into our teams. There's so much invested that when they do, however the game ends, if they win, it's awesome. I mean, I'm telling you, yesterday I was exhausted. I was happy, but I was emotionally exhausted because I was so stressed out. And then when I thought it was going to come down to a kick, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. Like, we're going to come down to a kick with a dude that just missed a freaking 40-yard field goal. Like, what are we doing? It's exhausting. But at the end of the day, I'm like, that was cool. But if they would have lost, I would have been pissed for about 30 minutes, probably the same amount of time that I was exhausted.
Yeah.
And been like, oh, well.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, let me ask you, if it was against, like, say, I don't know, the Eagles or the Giants, you know, one of your rival teams, do you think it would have been different? Like, if you lost and you put that much effort and, right?
Yeah, because then you're starting to talk about differences in your conference. Like, or not in your conference, in your division.
Yeah, and the fan base gets a little more bragging rights against you guys.
Sure.
Speaking of kicks, I think, let's talk about the leg that got heard around the world yesterday, the leg that got Urban Meyer out of trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, did you watch that game?
I caught the kick.
Was that about 11 a.m.?
It was the same channel before the Chiefs game went on, so I caught the. I saw the kick.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm like, Urban Meyer, this guy's favorite person in the world right now, because all they talked about, Urban Meyer's first win as opposed to.
They elevated that kid on Saturday from the practice squad, too.
Amazing.
And he makes a 54-yarder to tie it, and then a 53-yarder to win it.
That's
cool. About the fourth down call just to set up the field goal?
I didn't even see that.
They thought they were going to probably go out of bounds or something.
Oh, okay.
Threw a slant right to the middle of the field. Like, fourth and eight, set up for the field goal. It was a sharp little play.
Wow.
I got to tell you guys before we wrap it up, I don't know if we are or not, but I don't know if I told you guys, talk about a trip of all trips. I got a trip coming up. Just as sports. Not this coming weekend, because this coming weekend will be the Chiefs-Titans game here in Nashville. The next weekend, I will be at the Penn State-Ohio State game at the Shoe on Saturday. Then Sunday, going to the Cleveland Steelers game in Cleveland, and then flying to Kansas City for the Chiefs-Giants Monday night game.
Okay, I get the Chiefs game, but why are you going to those other games? Did you get invited?
My best friend here in Nashville is from Cleveland and just been an Ohio State fan all his life. So a huge game for him, Penn State, Ohio State. So I'm going with him. It's his birthday. So it's just a boys trip.
That's cool.
Just something fun. You know, I mean, it's a big game for me as a football fan. I don't have any, you know, allegiance to Penn State or Ohio State. But big game. So that'll count on my bucket list. Just as a stadium fan, it'll be fun to see the Shoe. And then Cleveland, Pittsburgh, just because of the rivalry, would be fun. He's a big Browns fan and a big Ohio State. So those are his two games. And then he's always wanted to see Arrowhead. So he's going to go with me to the Giants.
That's cool as crap. So
that's epic, dude.
Fun. Yeah, it'll be a neat weekend.
That's an epic 3-day trip.
I'm excited. And they haven't announced the time for the Penn State-Ohio State game. So I'm hoping they make game day out of it.
Yeah. I don't know who else plays that weekend, but, yeah, it's definitely likely. It could be.
I think Georgia plays Florida, but that's a 2:30 game.
Florida just lost to LSU. They're kind of out of it now.
I think an Irby being OSU alum, I just think it'll be a great – neither one of them will take a loss. I think Ohio State plays Indiana, and I think Illinois plays Penn State this week. But, anyway – I think it's just going to be a big matchup. Two 1-loss teams, two top 10.
Are they doing the red out or something? Do you know?
It's a red out.
Are they?
Yep.
Wow.
I think it's going to be the night game. At least I'm hoping it'll be a night game. Yeah. I'm hopeful for him that it'll be game day, and it's going to be Halloween. So I'm dressing like Jason for all three games.
Oh,
so
I'm brother, gonna, be I'll careful, a, brother. Yeah, man.
I'll have.
They may stop you at the gate.
If you're going to this game,
I'll have the red shirt
hey,
on.
Hey, will you make sure other people are getting dressing up?
Yeah, but I'm hoping the cameraman from each game will be like, wait, that's that same dude. So each three games, I'm just going to be Jason. I'll have my, you know, the blue, you know, onesie on, just like the mechanic, and then I'm going to get a shirt you know, I'll have the red shirt for the Ohio State game. Then I'm going to buy a brown shirt, you know, so I look the part next to him for the Browns game.
I didn't know you're a Browns fan. Shoes.
I went in Rome, bud. Just going to have fun with them. Got, unless they won't let us in with a mask, you know, but
you
whatever
big,
the rules are.
You big
state.
Mayfield fan?
I think he's good. I think he's matured a lot. You know, I don't – the injuries, though, man, it's tough.
Yeah, he got hurt again yesterday, yeah, shoulder.
Yeah, he's not doing real well. So I don't know if he's going to be able to come back or if they, this year or if they just need to sit him. I don't know the extent of his injury.
Did you ever decide what you're going to do with the – you're going to either go to a college game. What was it, the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys,
I'm
Chiefs.
I'm going to miss the Cowboys game because I'm going to Hartford, Connecticut that weekend to the Mohegan Sun all weekend for the tournament with Purdue, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Villanova.
That's crazy,
that's
dude.
That's too.
You're missing what could possibly be the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. It's going to be tough.
The first version, one.
The Cowboys loss will be on the Fox. They'll have it on Fox in Connecticut.
So. I'm just saying, brother, you're a season ticket holder, and you're missing probably the best game in Arrowhead this year.
Already saw him beat the Browns.
No. I'm talking about Cowboys-Chiefs, brother. That's not the best game so far, Arrowhead.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't want to miss it, but the opportunity that I have to go with...
For college basketball.
It's just fun. It's just a fun trip.
It's different. I get it. It's different.
There's like 12 dudes that I just, you know, college guys and friends and just people that don't get to see each other throughout the year. And all their wives are...
Oh, and you said courtside, right?
Yeah.
You're like right there? Yeah. Are you on the court?
Mm-hmm. Like right behind the North Carolina bench.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty legit.
That was just a pretty neat opportunity. Of course, I'd like to go to the Cowboys Chiefs game, but, you know.
And what are you doing with your ticket? You selling it?
Probably. Or giving it to you, one or two.
I mean, I would.
I was going to say, you got...
There's no way I can leave the family for, like, one day.
You can't fly in and fly out the same day. You can't fly in for one game and fly back out. I'll give you the ticket. I'd love for you to go.
I mean, Eddie's putting the pressure on you on the podcast.
You see the wheels turning?
Yeah. I haven't sold it yet. I know. I would give it.
Eddie's in deep thought right now. How can I make this work?
Oh, I mean, man. I can make some good money on it. But
can
just
you promise me that Goldie's not going to be there?
I can't promise you that.
I will push his ass. If Goldie's there, I will push him.
I would give you the ticket just so you could use your money for the air flight if you're interested in going. Just because I know it would be special for you. I'd love for you to go. True story, if you can make it happen.
And then if we win, who do I high-five? Goldie?
Anybody that's around you. Chiefs fans are cool. High-five Goldie. He'd be friends with you.
Chiefs fans are cool? If I roll in with my Zeke Elliott jersey on?
In solo, though?
Chiefs fans are fun, of course.
Why am I, by
am
yourself?
Am I Cowboys helmet?
Unless you just find somebody yourself? That's a jerk-off or something. Yeah, people are very nice.
I'm wearing shoulder pads.
Of course. I mean, I got buddies that I'll let you tailgate. I mean, I'll have you set up with a tailgate and everything.
Do I have to be the first one at the gate?
No, I'll just tell you where to go. But if you genuinely want to go.
Let me think about it.
For sure. You're more than welcome.
There's no way my wife will let me go.
It's fun.
And I'm not even putting it on her. I'm just saying, like, leaving her at home with four kids.
Take one of them. Take your oldest. Take your Chiefs fan.
How do I do that? You have another seat.
Reach out to her. She'd sell it to you.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Okay, now you're talking. A little road trip.
There you go.
Dang, a little road trip with my son. Bonding time.
There you go.
You're welcome to it if you want.
All right, I'll think about it.
All right,
boys. Well, good luck tonight.
Thank you. Go Sox.
When's the
go
boss Sox. Come back? When's Sports Penis come back?
Thursday. He comes back Thursday. He'll be on the podcast Friday.
Hope you're well, boys.
And then what we got? Titans, Bills. You think Titans can pull it off?
I think they'll have a chance just because of conditions. I believe in Vrabel. I think they're playing a team they have no business beating. On paper, I think the Bills win big, but it's Monday Night Football. I mean, on paper, I mean, you're playing a team that lost to the Jets, so they shouldn't have a chance, but, I mean, it's football.
K-Dog?
Yeah, I got the Bills winning for sure. By how much? I don't know. Like you said, I mean, they should handle them, but you just never know on the road in the NFL. Bills and Mafia will be insane.
How's that Bills running defense?
Julio Jones is back.
Oh, he is back.
I don't know how the Bills.
The Julio. Welcome to Nashville.
Hey, Ray, play the soundbite.
That Billy.
Hold on, Ray's going to play the soundbite.
Ray. Come on.
No, Ray's not here.
The Julio. The Bills defense handled
the Julio.
Hey.
Welcome to Titans up, baby.
Yeah. There you go, Scuba.
Can I snap a selfie real quick?
They handled the Chiefs pretty well, which is not an easy offense to make scramble. They did well with us. So, Bills Mafia, you got a good football team. Take care of Nashville because we love our city. So even if you do win, don't be acting stupid.
Yeah, they're really going to listen to you there.
You're
but...
asking a lot there.
Yeah.
They're already acting stupid this weekend.
Yeah, but don't act real stupid. All right. Stay off the scooters.
Yes, why? Man. They hurt themselves
when
they do that?
Yeah. People getting hurt on those stupid things, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been drunk on one of those things. I can imagine being
things.
Drunk on that.
Yeah,
like,
those things are
not a good choice.
You do that, K-Dog?
I've done it before. I've had a buddy tear his Achilles on one before.
You've done it when you're all up?
Yeah, I've never done it like real effed up, but I've done it, yeah, buzzing a little bit for sure. It's not the smartest thing.
I freak out when there's like just one little bump ahead of me or like a crack on the road. I'm like, it's going to freak. I'm going
to
eat it.
I freak out because the people do not pay attention to them driving.
The drivers.
Yeah, that's what scares me to death.
Because even me as a driver, when they're going around, I'm like, God. These things are so dangerous. I feel like I'm going to hit somebody.
Even when you're in the right of way, that doesn't mean, like I see these guys, like, up the light screen, I'm going.
You sound like a bunch of old grandpas.
I know, seriously.
All right, you know what? Just, everybody just be careful out there, all right? All right, you guys be careful.
Watch out.
Y'all now.
How many White Claws deeps Ray Ray?
Right now? Right now, he's on a pedal tavern.
Hey, he was a few deep yesterday when I saw him.
This dude, they were talking about on the big show that he's his chicks wrote him a letter because she's not happy. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah.
Wrote him a letter?
A letter. A little bit of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Golly.
We'll let him talk about it more on Wednesday.
Yeah. We'll bring him back.
Golly. Ray.
Yeah. He's in for one, man.
Hey, I've been there, bub. All right. Just take it easy.
I've been there, bub.
All right. We'll see you guys. Thanks for listening to us. K-Dog, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Brother Pitts, thank you so much. Lunchbox and Ray, hopefully they'll be back next week or on Wednesday. And that's it for us right now. All right. Thank you for listening. Sore Losers Nation.
Go Sox.
All right, go Sox. He got that in there. Oh, he'll hang up and listen. Nice.